Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher. Well, maybe not a real philosopher, more like a philosophy enthusiast who loves sharing the cool stuff I learned that can actually make your life better. Today we're diving into something that plagues us all at some point. Procrastination. You know that feeling when you have this awesome idea, project, or goal, but instead of taking action, you find yourself scrolling through social media or rewatching your favorite show for the 10th time or just staring blankly at the wall. Yeah, I feel you. But guess what? Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that's become super relevant in our modern world, has some seriously powerful tools to help us conquer procrastination and actually get stuff done. So, why is this important? Because life is short, man. We've got limited time on this planet to chase our dreams, make a difference, and experience all the amazing things it has to offer. Procrastination is basically like a sneaky thief stealing those precious moments away from us. But don't worry, I'm not here to lecture you or guilt trip you. This isn't about shaming yourself into action. It's about understanding why we procrastinate and equipping ourselves with the mental tools to overcome it. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously level up your productivity game. 1. Focus on what's within your control. Ever get caught in a spiral of what-ifs or worries about things outside your control? That's a recipe for procrastination. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. So instead of stressing about deadlines that feel overwhelming, break down your tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. You can totally control taking those first few steps, even if the whole project seems daunting. 2. The power of memento mori. This Latin phrase translates to "remember that you will die." Sounds a little morbid, right? But hear me out. Stoicism isn't about dwelling on death, it's about appreciating the preciousness of life. Knowing our time is limited can actually be incredibly motivating. It reminds us to seize the day and not waste it on things that don't matter. Reframe your perspective. We often procrastinate because we fear failure or get caught up in perfectionism. Stoicism encourages us to reframe those thoughts. Instead of seeing a task as a potential disaster, view it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Even failures are valuable lessons that lead to progress. 4. Embrace discipline. This one's all about building healthy habits and sticking to them. It takes discipline to resist distractions and stay focused on the task at hand. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of self-control and willpower. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your discipline becomes. 5. Find your flow state. This is where things get really cool. When we're deeply engaged in something we enjoy, time seems to fly by, right? That's the flow state, a feeling of complete absorption and focus. Stoicism encourages us to identify activities that bring us joy and make them part of our routine. This can help make tackling even challenging tasks feel more rewarding. Think about the last time you procrastinated. Maybe it was on a work project, a personal goal, or even just cleaning your room. Did any of these Stoic principles resonate with you? Now imagine applying them to that situation. Could focusing on what's within your control have helped you get started sooner? Would remembering the preciousness of time have motivated you to take action? Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I had a dream of writing a book. I had all these ideas swirling around in my head, but I kept putting it off. Fear of failure, perfectionism, you name it, I was using it as an excuse. Then I stumbled upon Stoicism and started incorporating these principles into my life. It wasn't overnight, but slowly things began to shift. I started breaking down the writing process into smaller, manageable steps. I embraced the idea of progress over perfection and reminded myself that even bad writing is still progress. And most importantly, I found joy in the act of creating. Now, years later, that dream project is a reality. So, what are you waiting for? The world needs your ideas, your talents, your unique perspective. Don't let procrastination steal another moment from you. Start small, take action today, and remember, even heroes were once beginners who took that first step. That's it for today's episode of Wisdom Warriors. Remember to subscribe, share this with a friend who needs a little Stoic inspiration, and head over to our social media channels to join the conversation. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, warriors.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.